Blog Talk Radio.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday and Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. She's available now to answer your question on this broadcast. Unblock your phone number, focus on a specific question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning. Happy Sunday to you all. Welcome to Psychic View. So I wanted to draw a card of the day today. And I like to do this from time to time, sort of as a vibration for the week or even just for the day. And before you all get on the line with me, as I pull up your call, as you're sitting here listening to the program, I want you to, for about a minute, breathe in the word love, breathe out the word fear. Just breathe in love, breathe out fear. Big, deep breaths. And then after about a minute, so whoever my first caller is, y'all are going to be doing this reading or this breathing, but you're going to breathe in love, you're going to breathe out fear for about a minute. I actually want you to watch the clock. And then after a minute, I want you to breathe in love, I want you to breathe out love. I want you to imagine that your inspiration and expiration of breath is all in the energy of love, all right? So I want you to be breathing, breathe in love, breathe out fear. Do that for about a minute, and then after about a minute, I want you to breathe in love, breathe out love. I want you to put yourselves in the energy and the intent of this broadcast, all right? So I'm going to draw a card of the week, and it's a card of change. It's also a card of being in the right place at the right time. Now, in traditional tarot, this is a card called the Wheel of Fortune. In my deck, it's called Change, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. And the reason I use this deck is it's a marvelous way for people to get to focus, to get to awareness. And the whole purpose of my broadcast is to bring you to awareness, and maybe that's awareness of where you have power, maybe that's awareness of your situation or the energies around you, but the whole purpose that I do what I do is to bring you to awareness, to bring you to where you have power. So here this card I've pulled, which is called Change in my tarot deck, it resonates to the traditional Wheel of Fortune card, but it is a card that tells you not to get caught up in the spinning circle of things, that yes, change could be happening around you and maybe even to you, but internally there's a calmness, a surety that the change is just it may put you in a different place, but you're still you on the inside. That stillness that is still you is still there. It is also a card that indicates the idea that you're always in the right place. You're always exactly where you're supposed to be. And again, I'm bringing up awareness so that you look at the drama, the chaos, the things that are spinning around you, and you look at them with a regard that everything's okay. Everything's perfect the way it is. And your foundation, where you are right now, may be perfect for where you're going to be moving forward. So you need to look at the change around you as though it's not going to sweep you up into the chaos like a tornado. It's instead you sit back and you watch the chaos and you see what part of that chaos might be meant for you. See, it's a little different than the traditional Wheel of Fortune. It's also a lucky card, but and sometimes it means by you being still enough and just observing the chaos, you see where you fit in the chaos or where you take your next step. But it starts by you realizing that you're always you on the inside of who you are. You're always you. And then you go from there. All right, my friends, let me see. Let me look at my callers. By the way, thank you all for calling in and tuning into the program today. I'm going to go to area code. Well, this looks like an overseas call, beginning with 447. Hello, 447. Who's this? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold because I can't hear you if you're trying to talk to me, so I'll go to my next caller. Got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Yeah, hi, my name's Marissa. I was at a job, a temp job, and after 4 months, they let me go. And without any reason, I'm really, really upset. This job was closed, and I liked it, and I was wondering when I'll find something else and if they kept the two other girls there, Natasha and Lynn.
Okay, so the beauty of the beauty for companies to use temporary staffing services is literally to make sure that whoever they might want to bring on board is a good fit. Okay, that's the whole reason that people do it. It's also for economic reasons because it's way less expensive to hire someone through a temporary service than it is to hire someone and pay them, you know, all the benefits and insurance, right?
Yeah, but they told me I was doing. Yeah, they told me I'm doing a great job, and I couldn't believe it.
Okay, well, so here's the thing, is you can't take this personally. I know you're beating yourself up with the shoulda, woulda, couldas, but you can't take this one. Okay, sweetheart, you can't take this personally. This is not a reflection of you being a good or a bad person. What this is it's really just pure business, and you're not the only one that they're letting go. They're letting go of other people, too.
Could I ask you, are they keeping Lynn or Natasha?
Well, your cards are not addressing who else they're keeping. They're addressing what I'm supposed to tell you. So,
because one girl was calling in called in, and she was there after me. She called in and took days, and here I was there every day and showed up
okay,
on time.
Sweetheart, this is not a reflection of you.
You sure?
It's not a reflection of you. This is companies doing business. Now, she may have a better sob story than you do. She may be, I don't know what's going on with that, but they're probably not going to keep her either. But let's not worry about that. I want you instead of being jealous about why they might have or might not have kept other people, instead of going to that stinking thinking place, I want you instead to be grateful that you may have dodged a bullet. You may have, the reason that you were let go wasn't because you did a bad job. It was because they were coming to the point of making the decision of whether to hire you full-time or not. Or the project that they had may have been over. Maybe a former employee was coming back for that specific position. So you have no idea what was going on behind the scenes. But we can't dwell on that, all right? Instead, you need to look at this as though this is a big opportunity for you to move in a new direction. So what I would do on Monday, tomorrow, is I would call the temporary staffing service without the idea that you're all pissed off and upset about being let go about the job, that you call in and you go, hey, it's me. They ended my temporary assignment, and I'm just wondering, did you get any feedback about why they let me go?
No, they told me that they didn't anything. They just said that the assignment's over. That's all they got.
Okay. Well, then you need to take that at face value and not take it personally. So you call in tomorrow and you say, I'm available this week for work.
Do you see when something's... Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so hard to get off the...
Well, sweetheart, that's why I'm not so worried. Because what this is saying is that you get something almost right away. So what I'd like you to do is as soon as we get off the phone, I'd like you to jump online and look for jobs in the zip code that you want to work in.
Yeah, close. And then, do you see the job being...
Sweetheart, what I'm getting...
Yeah, nearby.
Okay, so stop for a second. Let me finish my sentence, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
What I'm seeing in your cards, and I'm just going to do this very pragmatically, you dodged a bullet about not being hired permanently at that job. I actually think that it was very stressful for you because you kept feeling like you had to prove yourself, right? So I think you dodged a bullet. The second thing is today, I want you to start looking online for jobs with your skill set in the zip code you want to work in, okay?
Yes.
All right. And if it's one of those apply online things, apply online, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The third thing you're going to do is call the temporary service and say, hey, I just want to let you know I really enjoyed working that assignment, and I want to let you know I'm available. Okay, that's all you say. You don't turn into the B word about this. You just call in and say, hey, thanks so much for that assignment. I just want to let you know I'm available. And, you know, I've got my phone right with me, so if someone calls in sick, I can go in. Do you see what I mean? That you actually get up, get dressed by 7:30 tomorrow. You're up and dressed, and you call and you leave a message, whether they answer the phone or not, it's temp staffing service, and say, I'm up, dressed, available for work. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And then if you talk to them, say, you know, hey, I just want to let you know I really enjoyed that assignment. Thank you so much. The more
I did tell them that the other day. I really liked it. I'm just surprised.
That's fine. Now we go back to being positive. So let's say you find three jobs that are in your zip code that you like today. All right?
Yeah.
What you do is you apply online for those. And then after you apply online, on Tuesday morning, you drive by and you do what I call a donut ambush. You go to your local donut place, you get a couple dozen donuts for each of these three places. So, yeah, it's going to probably cost you maybe $30 to do that. But you're going to drop by and say, hey, I applied online for that administrative job, and I wanted to bring you guys donuts and introduce myself. Okay?
Okay.
Because according to this, you could have a job as quickly as the next 5 days.
Oh, that's a relief. Something that
But you can't sit back and let the UPS guy deliver the job to you. You have to go after it.
Oh, no, I didn't. I even called up another temp agency, too, to tell them I'm available.
Fabulous.
I'm doing what I can. I'm just getting my computer fixed.
Call me next Sunday and let me know what happens because I have to go. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you so much.
See you later. Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 312 area code. Hello, 312. Who's this? Sure, what's your first name?
Oh, sure. My name's Karen.
Oh, hey, Karen. What's your question?
I live in an apartment building, and I recently got some new neighbors. And it originally was a gentleman that he was very quiet. Now, all of a sudden, it seems like there are multiple people living upstairs, maybe two or three, I'm not sure. And I'm just wondering, he doesn't work or something because he's home, like, all day long. I'm wondering maybe he'll move out. I'm wondering if maybe he'll move.
Actually, what I would do is I would call management and say, you know what, I think there's something wrong with the apartment upstairs.
Okay.
I just would say, I think something's going on, and, you know, I really don't want you guys to say my name, but I really think that there's something going on upstairs because, you know, the guy that is living upstairs has been very quiet, but it just seems like there's all these people that I've never seen before, and they seem to be living there.
Okay.
So will you check and make sure he's okay? See, if you do this as though you're concerned, like, something feels wrong, Right. That, you know, here's my neighbor who's been very quiet. You know, I barely hear him. I barely see him. But suddenly there's all these people living there, and I'm wondering if he's okay.
Okay.
Because the thing is they may have a limit of how many people can live there.
Correct. Correct. And the people that lived there before got kicked out for the same thing. One lady moved in, and she moved in like five.
Okay, but see, you just do it like, I'm really concerned. You know, my neighbor's been such a good neighbor, so quiet and everything, but suddenly there's all these people going in and out of his apartment, and I'm worried.
Okay.
Can you check and see if he's okay?
Okay.
Now, what that'll do is it takes the responsibility off your shoulders, and if it is turning out that there's four or five people living there, well, that'll stop when the manager goes over and says, hey, you know, one of your neighbors has been noticing a lot of people coming in and out of your apartment, and we want to make sure that you're okay.
Right. Okay, I understand.
Okay, so turn it over to somebody else, and what it's saying is that it'll calm down really quick as soon as you do that.
Okay. Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye. Wow. She called me ma'am. Okay, yes, I am mature enough to be called ma'am, but, you know, still, you know. All of us that are a little older than, say, 40, that word ma'am, the first time you hear it is like, oh, crap, really? Okay. All right. Let me see. I had somebody that was specifically asked to get on the air with me today, but I don't see her number. So if you're one of these blocked calls on here, you need to call me back with the number that you emailed me that you were going to be calling from. So I need you to unblock your phone. So the way to do that is *82 and then dial into the radio program again, because I don't typically take blocked calls on this program. So for those of you who have not unblocked your calls, I'm just assuming that you are just listening to my delightful broadcast. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 520. Hello, 520. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's your question?
Well, I had applied for at two different companies in a couple of weeks of each other, and they're companies I used to work for, and I got rejection notices one day and then the following day from the other one. And I'm calling one on Monday because I really thought one of them was going to take me back. I'm calling them on Monday to find out if there's any way possible I can appeal it. And are you picking anything up as far as?
I'm getting that somebody at that company didn't like you.
Okay.
And it's something as simple as that.
Okay.
Somebody didn't like you. It's not that you didn't do the job well, but it's a personality conflict.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Wait. You don't want to work for a company where somebody doesn't like you.
Yeah.
It'll be miserable for you.
I know. So I'm working really hard to find something else. Do you see anything coming in as far as income?
Well, I do see worry about money here, but you know, I have to tell you, and I tell this to people, and they never seem to take me up on this idea, but it's a really fabulous idea. If you just get yourself bonded, then you can do cat sitting for people on the weekends, and you can make a decent amount of money just by doing cat sitting for people. I'm serious.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. Let me tell you how much it costs. My husband and I have five cats, all right? We do not haul all five of the cats to a boarding place because it would cost us $200 a day to take our cat. What are you doing? I can hear it.
Me?
Yeah,
I hear
dogs or something in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out on the porch. Sitting on my porch swing.
What's so interesting about this program is it seems like all the noise from the environment on the caller's end just seems to sweep right into the phone. So I'm just telling
you.
That's okay. I'm just letting you know. But it distracts me, and that's why I always ask people to try and call from a quiet environment. So anyway, but here's the thing. It would cost my husband and me like $200 a night to haul our cats to a place to board them. So we have a cat sitter. And the cat sitter comes in for $50 a day, because we have five cats, comes in for $50 a day, scoops the boxes, makes sure the water's fresh, and gives them food. Takes maybe 15 minutes of her time at the most. And she's just made, if we're gone for 2 or 3 days, $100, $150. But
okay.
She's bonded. And the way we found her is that she got herself bonded. She went and got business cards made, and she dropped them off at all the vets within, I guess, a 5-mile radius. And she made friends with the receptionist. She brought them cookies. That's how she, because I asked her, how'd you end up doing this? She goes, well, I needed to bring some extra income in because what I'm doing now, you know, doesn't make, you know, because she has a regular job, but she can do this around a regular job. So she makes an extra $800,000 a month at least. By just doing this.
Absolutely.
And the thing, well, but think about it. If you even like cats a little bit, all you have to do, because cat owners do not want to haul their, so maybe one cat's $30, maybe two cats $40, maybe, well, in our case we have three or more, so it's $50 a day. And the thing is that, you know, people will start referring you to other people with cats. It's how it works. Get a little website.
I like it.
Okay, yeah. I'm telling you, that's no matter what you do moving forward, it's not a bad part-time gig. All right?
No.
But what it's saying here is that you need to look in a different direction from where you worked before. I wouldn't make the phone call and appeal it. It's just gonna validate why they didn't hire you. Do you see what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So move on. Find another job you like better. Do what I told the first caller today about applying online for the jobs you want and then do a donut ambush 2 days after you apply online. Bring them donuts. Hey, you know, my name's Lisa. I applied online for whatever job, and I wanted to bring you guys donuts and introduce myself.
Okay, I like it. Thank you. I really appreciate
it. All right,
girl,
thanks for calling. See you later.
Can I listen? Continue listening?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll put you back on hold. All right. I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi. I have a question about my...
What's your first name?
Oh, it's Claire.
Oh, hey, Claire. What's your
Hi.
Question?
Well, I'm also looking for a job, like... I gave myself a deadline. It's like by March or even like first week of March, I'm going to get something, you know.
Right.
And I got irons in the fire, and I will do anything to get out of where I'm working now because I've been there too long working for somebody who doesn't like me. And
oh yeah, because here's the thing, I'm seeing that here. I'm gonna before I actually tell you what I'm seeing in the cards. First of all, you want to look at this person as though they're your angel of change. You're not supposed to stay there. So instead of being pissed off or upset about the fact you have to work with this person that just looks down their nose at you. I mean, seriously, I don't know where they get the idea that condescending to you is a good method of management. So I'm
exactly.
just telling you. Okay, so I'm just telling you, I'm seeing it in the cards like clear as day. But I want you to instead, as you walk in to work, the next time you go into work, just imagine you're beaming this person love and saying thank you for being my angel of change in your head. Just say it. Just beam them love and say, thank you for being my angel of change, because I'm not supposed to stay complacent and stay here. That's what this is all a good thing for you, okay? But if you do that every day, it'll make it tolerable while you're there until you find the next job. The other thing is, I don't know, is this your first time calling my program?
I think I called a long time ago.
Okay. Well, because lately I've been telling people about a project to do when they want to attract something into their life, so I'm going to repeat it for you.
Okay.
When we get off, after you're done, you know, when you're running your errands today, go to the grocery store and get yourself 3 bottles of distilled water, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the outside of the bottles of water, near the bottom of the bottle, I want you to write the words true, as in true or false, true, place, as in Park Place, success. I want you to write those three words at the bottom, like at bottom third of the bottle, all right, so you can see the words. What's going to happen is now these three bottles of water that you've written these words on are now vibrating to that energy, okay? Every morning, you're going to drink a glass of water from the first bottle of water, right? But after we get off the phone and after you go get the bottles of water and after you have written those words on there, I want you to take an index card or a piece of paper and I want you to write down the five things you want at the next job, okay? So the five things could be 10% more than you're making right now, right? It could be in a very casual work environment where you get to wear jeans every day. I'm serious. How many miles from home you want to commute, the kind of environment it is, all right, and who do you report to? See, if I were going back to a regular job, I would put the money I wanted to make that I would report directly to the CEO because I don't want my performance filtered by somebody else. But see, that to me is just an ideal thing, all right?
Yeah.
I like the idea of being able to be casual during like regular office things, but I don't mind getting dressed up if I'm visiting with clients. So you actually write down the five things that you want to have at the next job. You can put more than five things down, but that card goes underneath the first bottle of water. So not only is the water vibrating to true place success for you, so that the energy is vibrating to that, but now you've gotten very specific about what you want to attract. So when you drink that glass of water every morning, we are 70% water. So when you drink this highly charged vibrational water, everything in your body, all the other bits of water in your body start vibrating to that too. Okay? So it's not about chasing after what you want. It's about identifying with what you want, setting the goals of what you want, and that your body is vibrating to be receptive to it. Okay?
Okay.
And after you finish the first bottle of water, you throw that jug away or recycle it, and you tuck the card under the second bottle of water. And then the next time you're at the grocery store, buy another jug of distilled water, write the words true place success on it, and put it in the back of the row of the three bottles. Do you see what I mean? So that every morning you're drinking a glass of this water because there's divine timing going on here, Claire.
Okay.
Right? So we first send blessings and gratitude toward the person that's being such a dick to you at work.
Yeah.
And say, thank you for being my angel of change. Right? Seriously, just say it in your head. It will make it better. And every time that person does something irritating, just affirm, thank you for being my angel of change. Okay? Because what I'm seeing in your cards is the next job you go to is going to be a step up from what you've been doing. It's going to be a little scary, but it's going to be so much fun.
Wow.
So, literally, I actually think you're going to be in the new job within about 5 weeks. So don't rush the process. Instead, look at this transformation. Look at everything around you right now as though it's a catalyst for you to get the dream job.
Yeah.
And then you can leave gracefully. So what happens is you know, say you get the call for the job the first week of March, and you go and you do the interviews. They end up hiring you. And now it's 3 weeks till the end of March, and you get the job. Then you can go to your employer and say, by the way, I need to submit my resignation, but because what I do is so critical, I'm going to give you a three-week notice.
Yeah.
So that we can make sure that I can help transition. In other words, you're going to be so gracious, like you've just won the Academy Award.
I'll be acting too, but
but that's my point, is that, you know, sometimes you've got to fake it to make it. Okay? All right, my friend, I hope that helps. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Okay, bye. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to the call that was on hold at the beginning of the program, see if I can get them on the air. It looks like a overseas call from 447. see if I can get them on the air. Hello, are you there?
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I couldn't, I wasn't able to speak to you then. Sorry about that.
Okay, so is this deep?
Yes, I'm deep. Yeah, I've spoken to you about 3 weeks back. Is it all right to call back in 3 weeks?
Well, what's your question?
I don't mean to sound all gloom and doom, but I've kind of hit rock bottom in my life over the last 12 to 18 months. So in terms of work or love, relationship, health-wise, money-wise. I am still doing the things you asked me to do when I spoke to you last time about 3 weeks back.
Okay.
Can you do a card reading for me? Do you want me to tell you more about what's going on?
Okay, so here's the thing, is that, you know, all the global things you're asking me is what usually people ask me when I do a full reading for them. And my program is not designed to do a full reading for folks here. I'm here to pretty much answer a specific question. So instead of actually asking you what that specific question is, I'm going to tell you my advice, okay? I'm just going to give you, if I were you, this is exactly what I would do. And actually, there are times that I've been you, and I've done this, and it's helped, okay? So I'm just going to give you this advice, all right? Instead of being, and please don't take this as an insult because I am this kind of person. Instead of being stubborn about the way you think it's going to happen, because I find myself doing exactly the same thing. I get stubborn about the outcome I want instead of going with the idea that maybe the universe has something better for me. Okay? So when I get out of being stubborn and I open myself to potential, to where I'm being guided, what I'm going to say to you is two things. First, you need to connect with your spiritual foundation, whatever that is. And that means that if there's a place of worship that you go to, I want you to start going every day. And if there is a spiritual leader at the place that you go, say, I'm really trying to understand my path. And you explain to that person exactly what you're going through. Now, what's interesting is by admitting that things are tough for you, most people want to help you. And that's where you have to get out of the stubbornness of where you think you should be and instead be into the flow of where you're being guided. Okay? That's the first thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is there is, and I don't know why this is coming up, but I want you to address it. There's a man coming up in your cards that's reversed. So I don't know if the last job you worked at, you made this man mad, angry. I don't know if, I don't even know if this card might even represent you, that you're so angry that you're not seeing the opportunities that are actually about to be presented to you because you're still angry about what happened at the last job. And
okay.
So what I'm getting is that the very first thing I would do after we stop talking is I would write down, I actually take out a sheet of paper, write the word anger on the top of the sheet of paper, and write down everything you're upset about.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm telling you is that as soon as you can get past that part and into the flow that you are actually about to be divinely guided to something that takes away your lonesomeness, that takes away your boredom. And as a matter of fact, those would be the two things that I would seek right now. Taking away boredom and connecting with people. Because the more you do both of those things, the quicker the invitation to the job happens.
Sure.
But you can't sit by yourself and expect the perfect job to be delivered to you. What it's saying is you're going to have to get a little out of your comfort zone and go to wherever you can get spiritual fulfillment first. And then you talk to someone that is a spiritual leader at wherever that place is and say, I am at my wit's end. I'm at rock bottom. I don't know where to turn. Because I'm telling you, the last thing in the world that you should be concentrating on right now is romance. That's the last thing. The first thing that you should be concentrating on is the universal love that comes from the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you start believing like I do, that the people that are meant to find you will find you, and then be open and enthusiastic to what they're suggesting to you instead of being stubborn about where you think you're supposed to go. Because I'm telling you, the universe is 1,000 times better at guiding you than you are.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling, and please keep in touch so I can continue to hear your progress, okay?
Well, thank you, Mona.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Bye.
Let me see if the gal that was going to call in. Nope, she didn't call. That's so funny. So I get this. I have to tell you. You guys, if you email me, I will do my best to get you on the air. And so this gal emailed me like 4 times, making sure that she'd get on my program this morning. And she didn't call in. Isn't that weird? All right, just sharing. Okay, I'm going to get a drink of water. I will be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
All right, I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 631. Let's get them on the air. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I just wanted to see love reading, I guess.
You want to ask about love?
Yeah.
Okay, because Deep's been a regular caller of mine, and so that's why I did kind of a more global overview with him. So
all
you
right.
When
do you see a companion coming in?
Okay.
A boyfriend.
So,
okay,
so what I'm getting for you is that, it's going to sound odd, but love is a verb. Love is taking action. And what I'm seeing here is that the man that you end up attracting to you is somebody that has a very, very strong idea of right and wrong and contributing to the community in some way. And what's interesting is that the cards are saying that the angels are guiding you to him, but it starts by you being incredibly open and aware to what's important to you, and that you do something to volunteer to help people or help whatever because it's important to you. And what I'm getting is that because you decide to do that, you get out of your comfort zone a little bit, you meet this man by doing this thing. What's interesting is the guy that's coming up here has got brown hair and like hazel eyes. He's spends a lot of time outdoors, so probably whatever he does has to do with the outdoors. So it might be environmental. It might be, you know, like there's an organization that's like Save Lake Tahoe. He might be in part a part of some sort of nature connection. He's not a big partier. He likes his cocktail at night, but this is not a guy that is you'd be likely to meet in a bar. This is a guy you're going to meet because he feels passionate about basically keeping the planet safe. But he spends a lot of time outdoors. So what I would do is see if there's some sort of cause. It could be rescuing, I don't know, pit bulls. It could be helping with cats. Doesn't mean that you have to be a foster caretaker for any of those. But it's something like that, that getting you involved in something that is bigger than you is how you meet him.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I would do is start looking, you know, find out what you're passionate about and start volunteering for that. And that's very likely how you're going to meet him. He might even be the dude that's in charge of it. But it says that this is definitely out of your usual circle how you meet him. It's not an introduction by a friend. It's through you being in something or helping in something that's bigger than you, and that's how you meet him. So,
okay.
All right, Suzanne, I hope that helps.
It did.
Thanks
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine. How are you?
Oh, hey, Catherine. What's your question?
I have a question about love. I have all of these men who, like, float in and out of my life, and there really are a number of them, and it starts out really great, and then it, like, turns 17 shades ugly really, really fast, and I was just kind of wondering what, I don't know, if I'm doing something or if it's the men that I'm picking or...
Okay, so here's my advice. First of all, you have this really great, attractive mojo. You just do.
Thank you.
I mean, there's just...
I do. I know.
Okay. So, but here's... I'm going to give you something that sounds so freaking old-fashioned that... But it's going to work. Don't sleep with them. No sex.
I generally don't. Like, I'm not, like, you know... For the most
okay,
part,
I don't... I'm not calling you like a frisky slut or anything. I'm not calling you that. What I'm trying to say is that don't even check out the assets. Seriously.
Okay.
Because, by the way, that's my new phrase. I made it up, and I really like it.
I like it too.
You know, I did a reading for this absolutely charming gal yesterday, and I said, it's okay to check out the assets, but no poking. You know, I'm serious. And that means anything that has to do with poking. Seriously, none of that.
Okay.
Because what I'm telling you is that you have the right man being drawn to you. And this right man is somebody that he's incredibly smart. So the connection with this guy is going to be intellectual first. Now, you're going to find him hotter than hell. I mean, he's going to be incredibly sexually attractive to you. But you have got to not have sex with him. Matter of fact, if he leans in to kiss you, turn your cheek so it lands on your cheek.
Okay.
And say, you know, I don't know you well enough yet. You know, I like you, but I don't know you well enough yet. And I don't want one thing to lead to another. No, seriously, you say that. And then this guy is going to go, wow. Because usually his sexual mojo, when he wants it, he gets it. And you turning him down because you want to see more than just that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you actually do kiss him, you know, if someone's a good kisser, they're awesome in bed. You know that, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. And then you put it off. And all these other guys that seem to come in and out of your life, I don't mind that you go out with them, but you don't sleep with them. You don't even let it get heavy. You just say, you know, I'm so glad we're friends. That's how you start. You start categorizing them. I'm so glad we're friends. I have so much fun with you. And when you do hook up with them, it's not about them coming to your apartment and watching a movie. It's about you guys doing something.
Right.
But you dictate it. Because what it's saying right now is that you are ready for an actual relationship. So you're not going to, you're not just going to play anymore. So you take all these guys, and by the way, if you don't sleep with anybody, guys are friends. Yeah, I have a friend. We went to dinner, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that what women are different than men this way. When we sleep with someone because we're allowing them in us physically, it's more of a bond to us than it is to the man. And I'm speaking generally here, but that's why women get a little bit more whacked out about relationships because of that.
Well,
and
that's
those,
absolutely what happened with the last one. And he was so handsome. And, like, I was like, and I know I started the call by protesting that I was not slutting enough. And I'm really not slutting enough, but he was just so pretty that I was like, oh, you're so pretty.
Okay, so we write off all these.
The toilet.
Okay, sweetie, we just write them all off as cruise ship romances. Seriously, just put them in the category of cruise ship romances. And moving forward, you're not that girl.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. You're ready for the right relationship. And that means it's about really getting to know somebody.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm telling you, you got this. You really do. And the guy I'm seeing for you is, like, super smart. I mean, he might be, like, an attorney or a CPA or an engineer. He's super smart. And you're more likely to meet this guy if you took up bicycle riding on Saturdays. I'm serious. Than meeting him at a bar.
Well, I don't drink anyways, but just the thought of me on a bicycle is really funny.
Okay, but the thing is that this guy is so serious about work that you're more likely to meet him doing an activity that calms his mind down. So
okay.
I'll give you examples. Tai Chi, indoor rock climbing, yoga, bicycling, because he can go for a couple hours riding his bike because it calms him down.
Okay.
And and I'm telling you, that's how you're going to meet him. And it also wouldn't surprise me is if you tell all your friends that you're ready for the right relationship, just tell them. Mystic Mona from Las Vegas says I'm ready for the right relationship. You kind of use that as a sort of a joking open, but just say,
right.
Hey, Mystic Mona, the psychic on the radio, says I'm ready for the right relationship. And she also told me, tell my friends I'm ready.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And as soon as you do that, people will go, oh, well, she's somebody we need to introduce to other people. She's somebody we need to invite to parties. All right?
Okay.
All right, girl. See you later.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Oh, so I posted on Facebook a while ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago, that there needs to be a, like, Tiara Day. Well, apparently there is a National Tiara Day, and it's May 24th. So I'm on the hunt for the perfect tiara. So on that day, I'm going to wear a tiara because it's National Tiara Day. I'm going to do it. So I've got a couple months to buy it because it's not until May 24th. But now I'm keeping my peepers open for the perfect tiara so that I can wear it on National Tiara Day. And I'm actually thinking that it would be wicked fun to get a sponsor to actually host a little, I don't know, cocktail party on National Tiara Day at one of the bars here. I might have to do that. If that happens, I'll let you all know, and then maybe you have an excuse to come to Vegas, and we'll do National Tiara Day together. Wouldn't that be a hoot? All right, I'm going to go to area code 860. Hello, 860. Who's this?
Hello, hi. This is Raj.
Hi, Raj. What's your question?
Hi. I have two questions, but my main question is... Actually, last week I lost my job. So, and I'm wondering where is my next job is and how soon I will get it. And I have a very difficult situation right now.
Okay, so what I'm getting is, and you're going to think this is the oddest thing that I'm going to suggest that you do, but have you been listening to the program when I talked to the gal about the distilled water?
No, I never listened to it.
Okay.
No.
So after I'm done with this program, you can actually have it available to listen to it. And I want you to re-listen to the program until I'm talking to, I think it was Claire. But anyway, listen to the program where you hear the part about the distilled water, because I don't want to repeat it now because I want to get to your question. But I want you to do the ritual of the distilled water, all right?
Distilled water. Okay.
The other thing I want you to do is I want you to, you're not going to mail this letter, but I want you to write a thank you letter to the person that let you go at your last job.
Okay.
Even though you're really upset about it, I
yes.
want you to write a thank you letter. You're not going to mail it. You're just going to write it.
Okay.
And you're going to write down that in this letter, because you're the only one that's going to see it, I want you
okay.
to write down about how relieved you are that you don't have to go back there to work.
Right.
Because it really wasn't a good fit for you. I mean, you were good at the job, but it was very boring for you.
Yes.
Okay, so you were not challenged. So you need to actually put that in this letter. So let's say the guy's name's Bob. Dear Bob, thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to work at your lovely organization. I may be a little emotionally upset about it right now, but it's probably the best thing that's happened to me that you let me go, because frankly, I was not being utilized to my full potential at this job, and I had become bored. I mean, you actually write this in a letter. Now,
okay.
when you're done writing the letter, What I want you to do is I want you to write at the bottom of the letter, I release this past job for the one I deserve. Then I want you to sign your name, and I want you to crumple it up and burn it.
Okay.
Okay, so every emotional thing that goes along with you being let go from the job goes in this letter. But then you do
okay.
the ritual of, I release this past job for the one I deserve. Sign your name and burn it, okay? Because according to this, there is a competitor of that company that would hire you in a minute. So
okay.
after you've done that ritual, I want you to look at companies that compete with the company that you just left.
Okay.
Okay? And when they ask you, well, how come you're not working there anymore? Say, well, you know, my project was pretty much finished. And frankly, I wasn't challenged, so I'm looking for the new thing.
Okay.
All right? So you don't act like there was something wrong with you being let go. You act as though your assignment was finished.
Okay.
But when you start calling or sending your resume to competitors and
mm-hmm.
they see your background, you've already updated
right.
your resume, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
You may have updated it before you were let go.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm telling you that if you approach competitors to the business that you worked for, you're going to get a
okay.
job quickly. And
okay.
and I'm seeing that there is there's a huge amount of success coming even as quickly as this week.
Okay.
I mean, that's how fast this happens. But do the
okay.
ritual that I told you as soon as we hang
right.
up the phone. And listen
right.
to the program about the distilled water, okay?
Okay. So,
all right,
could
my friend.
I do
thanks
in the
for
evening
calling.
Time? Is possible? Is
I'm
it
sorry,
possible?
What?
Could I do in the evening time? Hello?
I'm sorry, I still didn't understand what you said.
I said, can I perform the ritual in the night, in the evening? Because I have to go somewhere for some
oh,
work
yeah,
today.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. You can. Yes, that's not a problem at all.
Okay, so you're saying it is as quickly as this week?
What I'm seeing is as soon as you approach
okay.
competitors to your former business, there's going
okay.
to be some interest here. And that
okay.
you need to go in with the idea that this is going to be a marvelous new adventure for you.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, my
thank
friend,
you.
Thanks for calling. See you
okay.
later.
I have one more
okay,
question.
You guys get one question. One question. All right. Going to go area code 253. Hello, 253. Who's this?
Hi there. I'm just asking about a second job.
Okay. So what's your first name?
Holly.
Oh, hey, Holly. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Okay. So you have a job now, but you're looking for a second job?
Yeah, more income.
So I have a question. Have you asked where you work right now if they would let you work more hours?
There's no way to work more hours here.
Okay. Well, because it says here, this is kind of interesting, because it says here that you don't really like your job.
Well, I don't mind, but it's just not enough money.
Okay. Well, here's what I would do. Is in the effort of looking for a part-time job, I would like you to look
uh-huh.
for a part-time job that could turn into a full-time one.
Okay.
Okay, because what this is saying is that over these next 4 weeks, that I'm really getting some interesting cards for you, Holly, because it's talking about coming out of a place of pain, that it's been in a really, really tough couple of months for you.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm seeing is that instead of looking for a new part-time job, I think I'd rather have you look for a new full-time job that pays you better. And then you
yeah.
only need to work one job. So the thing is that you're working now, which is good, but I want you to, and because usually you're worth at least 10% more if you're working when you go on to the next job. Do you see what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So instead of sending out the mojo that you just want a part-time job, I would send out the mojo that you want a new full-time job that pays you better.
Yeah, but this one's kind of a good setup. I work from home, and now I'm taking college classes, so I'm able to study at home.
Okay. Well, because what I'm getting is that you could make more money if you actually got another regular job. The thing is, I'm more worried about what's happened over the last couple of months that has you so sad.
Oh, divorce, and I was a stepmom for 8 years, and the ex won't let me see his son. It's his, not mine.
Okay, so really, this is my advice would actually be for you to connect with people that you feel like it's sort of an extended family to you, which is part of the reason that I'm encouraging you to get another job that's an actual, quote, go-to-work job, because then you're mm-hmm. connecting with people. I don't like that you're spending so much time alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I don't like.
Yeah, it gets boring.
So, well, but it's also it's also sad. You know, here you are, this lovely person that really should be connecting with people, and, you know, now you have your ex that won't even let you see your stepson that you spent all that time with. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to connect with people again. And the quickest way to do that is start going back to church. The other quickest way is to get a job where you're connecting with people. Now, here's the thing. People like you when they meet you, so why not get a job that maybe, I mean, you can still do this one. You don't even have to tell them you're doing this one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you get another mm-hmm. job, but to connect with people. I mean, I'd love it if you even worked at frickin' Starbucks, because it will connect
yeah.
you with people.
Yeah, so I'm thinking something part-time, because I like
yeah,
so, I'm able
so
to
go,
study.
So go be a barista. And I have to tell you, there's a grocery store near my house, and there's a Starbucks in there. And there's a gal that when I go to that Starbucks in that grocery store, because this gal is always so nice, and she remembers exactly what I order every single time. And it's not like I'm ordering anything that's like normal, like a, you know, latte with no foam. I'm ordering regular drip coffee, two-thirds filled with coffee and a third filled with hot water, because their coffee's a little on the strong side for me. And
yeah.
she always remembers it. You want your coffee? I'm like, yeah. She makes it perfectly. The woman makes at least $80 a day in tips because
mm-hmm.
she's so nice to people. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
she walks out there with a hunk of cash because she spends her time there as though it's the only place in the world she wants to be. And talking to these people are the only people in the world she wants to talk to. And that's why she does so well. So, yeah, you could be started at a job at $10, $12 an hour, but if you had a situation like that where you got tipped, you'd walk home with some extra money. So you'd always have pocket money, which would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right, girl, got to go. Fine. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
See you later.
Bye now.
Okay, bye. All right.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the...
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona broadcasts each Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio. Follow Psychic View on Twitter for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please mention Psychic View for a special discount. Didn't get on the air today? Contact Mona through her website at www.mona.vegas or call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.